Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Right, are we going to go straight into this chat with Hannah from the Minster? Because we've got a lot going on at the Minster. Between her and us, we've got loads going on at the Minster.
We ought to say hello to her first.
Hello, Hannah.
Hello, everyone.
Nice to see you again. You're sparkly with the Christmassy stuff.
Well, you know, we've got a big Christmas week at the Minster this week, yeah. So dusted off the Christmas jumper.
Yeah, well, I mean, Christmas and the church, Christmas pretty much synonymous, jump. Yeah. So, what's going on?
Well, I guess we start on Friday. We've got lots of community events this week as well. So if you pop into the Minster and see lots of people sitting around tables, we've got Age UK and Independent Arts coming in to do their thing. And we've got Joey Jumper Day on Friday for Wessex Cancer Trust. But Friday evening, we have our Royal Foundation Carol Service.
Yes.
Which we're very excited to be collaborating with Vectis Radio on.
Yes, indeed, we are. We were just discussing that before the microphone's open, as to some of the finer detail needs to be a bit ironed out.
Some of the logistics required.
Yes.
So if you want to come along, there are still some seats available. We want to have the space filled with people from the island.
And does it cost anything?
No, completely free. And it's supported by the Lord Lieutenant, who is running the service on behalf of the Prince and Princess of Wales.
All right.
Yes.
So we'll be starting at 6, but take your seats early. You will be able to watch it out in the square, so I'm told, as well, if we get full indoors.
Oh.
But we want the space filled and everybody's welcome.
Okay, I just look at the weather for Friday. Get your seats indoors.
Okay.
But you don't know, it could change by then. This is a family, not too formal event.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's the idea is that it's for everyone. I think we've sort of said about 8+ on the invites, just because obviously if it's full, it becomes a bit stressful for littlies.
It does indeed. Yes. So is it a full church service, or is it just lots of singing?
No, it will be singing and readings and, just getting everyone to join in and spread a bit of Christmas joy.
A bit of Christmas spirit going on. Of course, you'll be able to buy teas and coffees and things in there.
There will be refreshments on the way out. I think the WI are involved in that
one. Oh, well, there'll be a decent cup of tea.
We're looking forward to it.
We're pretty excited. It's not done anything like this before, so we've done outside broadcast, but not done this kind of event.
And I guess if you can't come down, you can listen in here, right?
You can indeed. Absolutely. Across the world online and across the island on FM 104.6.
So fabulous.
So that's not the only thing going on at the Minster.
No, it's not. Saturday we've got something called Festive Cheer, which is live music during the daytime, and then in the evening we've got some of the people who've performed in the Minster this year who are sort of coming along to give us a festive send-off. So we've got Abbey Brass, we've got Double Take, we've got the Seagulls, we've got someone else whose name has momentarily escaped me. I apologise to whoever that person is. So it's another free concert, very family-friendly. Bring your friends and family along, tea and coffee, and it's basically, if you want something a little bit less church-based, it's a very... Yeah. There'll be some community songs. There'll be singing along to Wham. You know, you'd be very welcome to... White Harmony. That was who the others were. And they'll all be there performing. But it's kind of our end of community sessions for year.
Right,
And then we get into the church services.
Right,
so the big ones really are, we've got Sunday morning, 11 o'clock. We've got our Chris Tingle, which is once again going to be very informal.
Yes.
Kind of cafe church style.
With oranges.
With oranges and candles and sweeties. So the idea is you can come along, you can build your Chris Tinkle, and it helps. It's one of the part of the ways that we celebrate the Christmas story.
Okay.
But once again, little ones, very, very welcome to come along. That it'll be set up for families.
It'll be
to
nice
do
and
that.
Messy.
It will be. There'll be orange juice everywhere, I imagine. And then, of course, we get to Sunday the 21st, which is our Nine Lessons and Carol service. That might be one of those services that people come along to who don't perhaps come to anything else that we do in the year. So our choir's back, so they'll be doing some performing as part of that. And you'll be, encouraged to join in with all those community carols that we all grew up with.
Excellent.
And I understand there's going to be some candlelit carols too. We've got some lovely candle holders that will just be arriving to help set the festive ambiance.
Oh, how nice.
How lovely.
And then we'll be doing midnight mass on Christmas Eve,
at
11:30, and then Christmas morning, 11 o'clock for Holy Communion. And that covers our Christmas services.
Yeah.
So that's it up till the end of the year, basically.
Well, we do a joint benefice service on Sunday the 28th at St John's.
Okay.
So it'll be a 9:30 service there, but everyone from the whole parish is welcome to come along to that one.
So, Newport Minster, lovely place to go.
Yes.
And it's warmer inside than it ever used to be.
Especially when it's mild outside.
Yes.
If it gets a bit chilly outside, it can be a bit chilly inside.
So how many people can you seat in there now, do you think?
Oh, at least 400.
At least 400. You'd never got 400 in with the old benches.
You'd have had to sit on each other very closely, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure what the old capacity used to be.
But not as much as that. Anyway, well done on what you do up there.
Thank you.
As I say, I always say that the Newport Minster more than just a church.
Yeah, and I'd just say for anyone who comes to us regularly, opening hours are slightly different next week because we've got lots of schools, carol services and things in.
Oh, right.
So we're only open on Monday and Thursday, and then we're shut over the Christmas period, and we'll reopen on Monday the 5th of January.
Oh, right.
Okay. Well, that's good. Excellent. I'm looking forward to Friday a lot. I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm too. I think it's going to be super exciting that we've been given the chance.
It is quite an honour for the island to do this, I think.
Yeah, I think we were saying that the closest... that there's only 12 of these services across the whole of the country, and the closest one is Newbury.
Oh, right.
So there's not any other in the diocese. There's not one at Winchester Cathedral or anything like that. So, yeah, now,
you would have thought Winchester Cathedral would have been the obvious place to go, wouldn't you? But, yeah, they're
perhaps
here.
Perhaps they're already busy.
Oh, yeah, maybe they are. But nevertheless, we're representing pretty much the whole of the south of England, so that's not bad.
Absolutely, yeah. So please come down and fill that space and show the rest of the country, you know, what Christmas is like on the Isle of Wight.
Yeah.
Share our online link to everywhere across the country. You can tune into it. You can go from our brand new sparkly website.
Yes.
VectisRadio.com.
Fabulous.
And there's a Listen Now button on that, and you can listen to us live from Newport Minster on Friday.
From 6 o'clock.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you again, Hannah, for coming in. And we know that you're not probably coming in now until the new year, are you?
It'll be mid-January we'll sort something out for the new year.
We will have somebody in to give us a Christmas message on the 23rd.
You will. One of our clergy team will be down here to, just to have that last little bit of Christmas.
Yes.
Before Christmas.
Well, I'll officially wish you a happy Christmas now. I will see you on Friday.
Yes, and happy Christmas to all the listeners as well. It's been lovely being able to come in and share what we've been doing this year.
Look forward to carry on doing it next year.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.